attendable.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and have a special guest on the show this morning. So happy to have Jessica Sidario. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
You did, like a rock star.
Hey, who's joining us from the Raleigh Foundation of the Gulf Coast. And this is pretty apropos for the holiday season. So many of us have so much to do with shopping and everything else that's going on. But there's also an opportunity to give back to the community, to make a difference, and to help those that maybe aren't having the best Christmas this year. So first off, Jessica, tell me a little bit about, for those that may not know, who and what the Raleigh Foundation is and what you all do for the community.
Sure. So the Raleigh Foundation is basically, we are raising funds to find better treatments with fewer long-term side effects and ultimately cures for childhood cancer. So we know that children get different cancers, so then we need different research. We know that childhood cancer is a number one disease killer among children throughout the U.S., and less than 8% of the funds that are allocated for cancer research goes to childhood cancer research. So we really are here to fill that gap in. It makes my heart sad to think that we don't place enough value in finding that research, that only 8% of the research will go towards childhood cancer. Some of the treatments that children are receiving now have been the same treatments for more than 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we really look to...
You would think we would be more advanced than that at this point.
You would think so, too. I mean, we place a lot of value on children in general, and I think that we need to place the value on their longevity and also, the childhood that they're growing up to become adults. They should be living their best lives.
No doubt about it. So how did this organization get started? I know when we first met, I said I wasn't real familiar with it because it really started, around 2005, I think? And there's a story behind how it got started, which is pretty special.
Yeah, there is. So Dean and Reed are our co-founders. Reed had a young boy on his baseball team that had a brain tumor. So he had brain cancer. And his wife and him would go and visit William, his name was, in the hospital. And so Dean, who is Reed's wife, said to the mom, "What can I do to help?" So it really started there. And the mom said, "Find a cure for childhood cancer."
Yeah.
And Dad said, "Make sure every family is fed while they're in the hospital." So basically, grassroots, we started funding bringing in funds so that we could find the best and most innovative research grants out there. And then we also do feed our families while they're in the hospital. And
so that's something you don't even think about, because the added expense of having a child in the hospital, and I imagine it gets very complicated if you have other children, you want to be there the whole time. What, are you going to run to the store to get something to eat? I mean,
right.
You don't think about those kinds of just incidental, day-to-day life things.
Or even remembering to eat as a parent, because you're so focused on your kiddos and when they're capable, when they feel like they can eat.
Right.
You're finding whatever you can to feed them, but you forget about those things. And we also day-to-day forget about, I'm paying my rent, I'm paying my electrical bill, I'm warm or I'm cool if I'm in Florida. And sometimes these families are putting all their expenses into the treatment for their children that, they need money for basic needs. So we also fill in the gap there as well with our Family Emergency Fund program as well, which is really wonderful.
Huge.
And it funds the children right here on the Gulf Coast.
So these are families that are local. This
yes.
is not just making, you're not donating just to a national organization. Not that that's not a good thing, but a lot of the money's come back into our own community.
Yeah, so we are helping the Family Emergency Fund and also the Raleigh Kid Meals. That's all local, all happens right here. All those funds are locally for the kids here in the Gulf Coast. And overall funding as a whole, we have a couple different other cities that we work with that are all part of the Raleigh Foundation. And together we put funds towards childhood cancer research. And then our Raleigh Kid families have the opportunity to also have those resources close to them as well. And when they go off to other areas, if they go to Gainesville, or they have to even travel further than that, we were able to support them in their travels as well, because that's a heavy expense too.
Oh, I can imagine. That would be huge.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
So it really is a difference maker. And
absolutely.
The story that you told about the people who started it, so you know it came from a place of the heart.
Yes.
And so I would imagine you've seen some stories here as well since you've been involved.
I really have. And one thing I want to make a connection for, that I made this connection more recently, and it just really solidified why I know I am where I belong, is that Cindy Bonner brought the Rally Foundation to the Gulf Coast of a similar experience. Her neighbor's daughter had cancer, and she said, you know, I have to do something to help. And that's how we started the branch here. And we were known as Rally Foundation Pensacola. And since then, we've become the Gulf Coast, and we're really expanding. So, so fortunate for that piece. But over the weekend, we had our shopping soiree, and we had...
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last time. How did that go?
It was wonderful. And we had a young lady that came and spoke. And maybe I can share with you
yes,
a little bit about that.
Absolutely.
Maybe first, let me back up. Here's something. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're sitting at home or in your office, you can close your eyes. But if you're driving, just
keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open. but think about this with me. So picture a classroom. Everyday school day, a full classroom. And then think about the classroom next door to that classroom. That's about 47 children.
Mm-hmm.
That many children each and every day are diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, no.
And that just like is a, that really hits home and puts a lot of perspective on for me. So I really want people to think about that and also understand why it's even more so important that we find a cure and work me out of a job, as I've said before. But we had a really sweet young lady come. She's 15 years old. She lives here in Pensacola. She has B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So it's a blood cancer. Mm. It's easier to say blood cancer. Those are big words.
They are big words. Yes, they are.
She was diagnosed at 13.
Oh, my goodness.
She's 15 years old now. And she was sharing with the audience at the soiree that she was so shocked when she was told that she had cancer that she almost burst, you know, into laughter, this nervous laughter of, like, you got to be kidding me, like, no.
How did they discover it in her?
She had gone to the doctor and they'd done tests and came back and they had found that, yeah, in fact, that she had a blood cancer. And so from there, she really shared with the audience that she began to think, you know, am I going to graduate from eighth grade? Is my mom going to get to see me walk across the aisle for eighth grade to high school to college? Is she going to see me get married? And she really started to put it into perspective, and she put on a brave face. And one thing she shared with everyone was, is that everyone's like, you're so brave, you're so brave. And she realized, I don't have to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
But she is really taking, she feels like this happened to her for a reason. And she's taking this. This is what, these kids are amazing.
She's 13.
She's now 15, but this happened when she was 13, and she's still battling. She's 15 now. Losing her hair, you know, she takes oral chemo daily at this point, but
13 for girls is just all about hair and clothes. Oh.
Absolutely, but her school rallied around her, had a special day with her favorite color. Everybody wore pink, and she really learned that I don't have to be brave. It's okay not to be brave, and she is so courageous. She's just amazing. But she really feels that this experience that's happened to her, it's now her job to be an advocate for others, because no child should have to go through this.
No.
At all. It's not fair.
No.
They should really be out,
not,
you know, having fun and not worrying about the extra. So she's doing really, really well. She's super positive. She has her bad days, she has her good days, but if I could have her perspective in life, and I should, getting up out of bed and feeling like, oh, my achy back wouldn't be that big of a deal.
You and I both, as we were walking here, talking about how we're definitely feeling that we're getting older.
Yeah.
Well, lucky us, right? Because we are living full lives. We have good health.
Absolutely.
But the thing with kids is that for me, I just feel so powerless, because I hate to see the young and fragile suffering. That's the hard, such a hard part. And I have, you know, hats off to the nurses, to the care teams, to all the people that, that help these kids when they're going through treatment. I know that the Studer Family Hospital, I had a chance to tour that. We talked about this last time.
Yes.
And they have done everything they can to make it kid friendly. The walls are painted in bright colors. They have service animals there for the kids. And I was thinking, you're doing this for the kids. Why aren't you doing this for the adults? I could use a service animal when I go to the hospital. I would like bright colors and happy, peppy.
I believe they lost their service dog for the adults, but they're working on getting a new one. But the dogs that they have for the children are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about the nurses and the doctors, and even I call him Dr. Jason, that's head of the Children's Hospital. They are a fantastic crew, and we are so fortunate to be placed just outside of the oncology wing.
Oh,
so we
okay.
are close to our families. When they come in, we're able to check in with them. Our Rally Kid coordinator, Haley's amazing. She'll go over there and she'll color or let them braid her hair or just, you know, stop by and say hey.
So how does a child or a family member sign a child up to be a Rally Kid? How does that work?
So generally,
and what does that mean?
So being a Rally Kid, and you can be a Rally Kid from any point in your life. If you're battling or have battled childhood cancer, you can become a Rally Kid. And you can work right with us, or a lot of times the social workers or nurses will provide paperwork to the families and connect them with us, and they just fill out paperwork about you know, who they are and what their cancer is, and then we just bring them into our big network and wrap our arms around them, and they do help us advocate, but they also have a huge support network of other families that are going through the same battle.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
So do you put those families together?
We do. And one of the cool ways we do that is coming up this Saturday, actually, we have our cookies and milk with Santa. And
oh, fun.
Yeah, we're teaming up with the Pensacola Police Department, and we are going to be meeting up prior. We're going to decorate cookies and ornaments, and Santa's going to come, and we're going to have some wonderful dinner that was donated as well. Really cute cookies are coming.
And where is this going to be?
This is at one of the churches just around the corner from the parade, and we have a area that's set aside for us by the police department, where the kids can then go with their family and watch the parade.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Brittany's
That's really
Sweet
great.
Spot is donating cookies. And
oh,
we cannot do the work we do without this community. This community is so amazing.
If you've
so
just
fortunate.
Joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3 with Meg. And this morning, Jessica Sedario is here telling us all about the Rally Foundation of the Gulf Coast, which does so much for raising funding and raising money for cancer research for children, and also what they do in terms of the local families, helping those and supporting those families with meals and other things. I love this parade deal.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So you have to be a Rally Kid to be able to be there for that. Is that
so
right?
For this particular one, it's Rally Kids and their family. So, you know, it's mom and dad, siblings, and sometimes mm-hmm. grandparents and uncles are there as well. We don't exclude. It's a community. It takes a lot of us. So they all bring their family and they come. We have some volunteers from one of our Rally Kids clubs are going to come, and they're going to bring presents.
Now, what's a Rally's Kids Club?
So our Rally Kid Club is a lot of our high schools and area schools have clubs, which they come together and they do, they will do, I call it penny wars from back in the day, but they will collect change, they'll do change drives and they'll bring money in that way, or they will come volunteer and help us when we are having an event.
Nice.
And they, you know, like the soiree, they came and they helped us load in all the vendor stuff, and they help them all carry it out. They're a huge support network. They come to our vigils, and one of the kiddos takes amazing pictures. I think he's a junior. He's
okay.
just amazing. But
a future photographer.
Absolutely. They'll host like a football game or a lacrosse game that raises funds for us, but they're really just a bigger support network, and it's so important to have them in the schools because they're talking to their peers.
Well, they're raising awareness, too, because I would
yes.
imagine some kids probably don't get to the doctor as often as they are. And if they feel symptoms of fatigue or sleeplessness, just kind of subtle things
yeah.
could be an indicator of a bigger problem.
Absolutely. And they have some of the Rally Kids right in their own schools, so it really brings it home for them all and really makes it even more important for them.
So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we're talking about the Rally Foundation of the Gulf Coast with Jessica. If you have a question or are interested in some other information, you can text me at 850-437-1620, and I'm sure Jessica will be happy to answer any questions you might have. And I was sitting here as you were talking about the schools and churches getting involved. What about businesses? Are there sponsor opportunities where the business might take a day with their employees to do something for you or for the organization?
Absolutely. Our Rally Kid Meal is a really good fit for that. We have some businesses that will just sponsor the meal and we'll purchase the meal and deliver it to our families in the hospital, but it's really fun when those businesses get to come out and help deliver the meal as well. I think of our ice flyers. They will take a day, I believe, in February where they will come out.
Oh, how
and
cool
they will
is that?
Sponsor a meal, and they will go to the oncology wing, and then they'll also go to the infusion lab as well, and they'll help deliver meals. So that is a fun opportunity and really a good opportunity for businesses to come in and experience and really feel and see what Rally is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really great piece. And then we do have other events. We have our Rally on the Runway event that's coming up in March.
That's coming up. It's going to be here before you know it. I can't believe it's already December.
Yes. And so we definitely can always use sponsors for that and volunteers for that as well.
What is it?
So Rally on the Runway is, this is so much fun. So we have about 12 models. They're our Rally kids.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's six boys, six girls, and they get to go to Dillard's and pick an outfit from head to toe.
Oh.
And then they get to walk on the runway with a celebrity.
Oh.
Which can be a local celebrity or sometimes a bigger celebrity than that. We have famous football players and baseball players that have joined us. I think we've had people from the Olympic sail team that have come as well. And they get to do a New York-style event, and they get to walk the runway.
Oh, how cool is that?
And we have a silent auction, live auction. We also have what we call Rally on the Runway Challenge Teams.
Oh.
It's kind of like a fundraising arm of this event. And it's where it's a blind competition for 10 weeks. And teams really aim to raise about $25,000.
Wow.
Or more, because we have some, I think our winner last year was somewhere in the $140,000 range, which, and his goal this year is like $250,000. I'm thinking
this is some serious
challenge. Is serious. If you have 10 people on your team and you raise $2,500 each, you've reached your $25,000. And so there's a lot of incentives and really fun, cool ways that they can raise the money. And I'm looking for another team.
How would someone get in touch with you?
They want to email me at jessica@rallyfoundation.org. They can also call my office at 850-746-1196 as well. And I promise you, if you have a good reach throughout the Gulf Coast and you just want to have a lot of fun, this challenge is so much fun. Just to look at the, you know, competition between teams. One of our teams is actually Eldon Scott from Sunny's.
Eldon's one of our favorites.
Q for Cure is his name of his team. So I'm, you know, he's super.
Q for Cure. Well, it's Sunny's Barbecue.
Yes,
very
exactly.
Clever.
So,
okay.
So yeah, reach out to me. I would love to be your coach and even just chat with you. If you're not sure, I could ease your mind and tell you all the little intricates of all of it, and it will be a lot of fun.
Well, it's certainly a good cause, and it's a difficult subject. People don't really want to talk about children with cancer, and you can't just deny it, and it's not going to go away, and we've got to get really kind of shine a light on it, I hate to say,
absolutely,
and really get proactive about the escalating the research, because you said previously, what was the percentage for children's cancer?
So just under 8%. Of the federal funding goes to childhood cancer research. So how we vet our grants out is that we have a dual peer review process.
Mm-hmm.
So if you and I were reviewing, if we were researchers, and beyond our level here, if we were researchers, we couldn't have any kind of connection. We couldn't have had a professor that was the same in college or gone to the same college or whatever. So they pick people there's no conflicts between, and they rate the grants, and they take the highest score of those grants, and that's how they choose which grants get funded. And we really look for the most cutting edge and innovative grants, and we also try to fund first-time researchers, because it's really hard as a new researcher to get funding, and from those dollars then we're able to also bring in additional federal funding. But every single dollar that we bring in, whether it's and every single dollar we give is important, because 93 cents of every dollar goes directly to our mission, and we take it so seriously because your dollar could be the dollar that finds a cure for childhood cancer.
And that's pretty rare for a nonprofit to be able to say that 93 cents of the dollar does not go to admin fees and salaries and everything else. It's
yes.
actually going to cancer research yep. for kids.
And I will tell you, Rally Foundation is very stern and strict and very pointed on that piece. We do not veer from that. It is so important for every penny that we can potentially put towards a cure to go there.
Well, it's amazing what y'all are accomplishing in this local community. You haven't been around that long, and I'm guessing you have an idea of how much y'all have raised so far?
Oh, my goodness. I know that we have given – I should know that number, Jess. We have given $35 million
wow.
in grants.
Wow.
I can tell you that much.
Wow.
We also have a very large goal, secret internal goal for our Rally on the Runway that we want to get to.
Okay. can you share the secret here?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I had to pick one, I would say like a million, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're not saying for sure, but $1 million would
yes.
be really, really, mm-hmm. really great.
Last year, we did 780 for a rally event, a Rally on the Runway event, so I think a million would make sense to me.
And you know what? It sounds like a lot of money, but then think about it. I have no idea, but I'm guessing that the cost of care for a child with cancer has to be through the roof.
Do you have
any idea what the average cost is? I guess it's all different depending
so
which type of cancer you have and the prognosis
and also because
treatment.
It's so ever-changing.
Right, right.
You know, our insurances and all the other things that go on behind, you know, the doors that we wish were a little more open and
right.
Transparent. The cost is crazy.
Astronomical is
and,
a good word.
And not even just to say that the cost of cancer treatment and having your child in the hospital is a lot. You can't go to work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
that's
not getting
the
paid.
Problem.
And that's really, we're all one circumstance away from not being able to meet our basic needs. And these families face that when their child faces cancer. And some of our families have more than one child that are in the journey.
Right.
So it's really hard.
So specifically locally here, if I wanted to volunteer or donate or help with the meals program, how would that work? How could I... Because now I'm listening to you, I want to do something.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I'm sitting here right now in my car at my office and I want to do something, what do I do? We've got a couple minutes left, so how can I get involved?
Absolutely. So one easy way is if you email haley@rallyfoundation.org or you can call 850-746-1196 and you can talk to us specifically. Or if you go to rallyfoundation.org, and you go to About Us and you scroll over to Gulf Coast, you can click on a section that says volunteer and a little volunteer form comes up. Super easy. You put all your information in there and we will get back to you probably same day, but I definitely know same week.
Okay. And so there's still time if you wanted to volunteer, say, during the holidays or help out. You are still accepting volunteers during this
Absolutely.
Time of the year.
Absolutely. We have meals right now on Tuesdays and Thursdays that we deliver.
Oh, okay.
Deliver.
That's good
so,
to know.
You can come and join us then. If you want to fund a meal, more than happy to have you do that as well.
So you've been there not a long time, but in the short time that you've been there, we've got about a minute left. What's impressed you the most about this organization?
First, I would say the children. And second, I would say the 93 cents on the dollar. But these kids amaze me, and they have forever changed my life.
The bravery.
Yeah. And their families. They're just the most amazing human beings I've ever met.
Well, I had an opportunity a while ago to go to an oncology unit, and the thing that touched my heart, here I was feeling all sad, and there they were laughing and facing all these things with great sense of humor. They were kids.
They are clever.
They're
they
kids.
Are smart. They are
they were
still
just being
kids. Some
you know?
Days, and some days they don't feel like being a kid.
Right. Right.
But they are amazing heroes, and they want to be so strong for everyone around them, and a lot of them have learned it's okay to take that day and not feel so brave.
Well, the work that you're doing is outstanding. I hope that we've got some folks listening this morning, maybe your business or you might want to get involved. One more time with the phone number, how to contact you.
850-746-1196, and you can email me, Jessica@rallyfoundation.org.